From its origins, the liberal doctrine has represented the most advanced forms of democratic culture, and it is what has most defended us from the inextinguishable call of the tribe. This book hopes to make a modest contribution to that indispensable project. In this book, Mario Vargas Llosa surveys the readings that have shaped the way he thinks and has viewed the world over the past 50 years. The Nobel laureate, tireless in his quest to probe the nature of the human animal, maps out the liberal thinkers who helped him develop a new body of ideas after the great ideological traumas of his disenchantment with the Cuban Revolution and his alienation from the ideas of Jean-Paul Sartre, the author who most inspired Vargas Llosa in his youth. The works of Adam Smith, José Ortega y Gasset, Friedrich A. Hayek, Karl Popper, Raymond Aron, Isaiah Berlin, and Jean-François Revel helped the author enormously during those uneasy years. They showed him another school of thought, one that placed the individual before the tribe, nation, class, or party, and defended freedom of expression as a fundamental value for the exercise of democracy. This is Nancy Johnson. Please join me for Mario Vargas Llosa's The Call of the Tribe.